New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. New locally recorded books are available on digital cartridge. To order, write your name on the enclosed order form, select the numbers of the titles that you want, and mail the form. These titles are also available for download from Bard. Call the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271 to register for Bard. DBC 00823. James Castle, His Art and Life, Adult Nonfiction. Author Tom Trusky. Read by Carla Stern. James Castle was born in Garden Valley, Idaho in 1899. He was born deaf and never gained verbal or sign language, but he was a boy who loved to draw. Without any formal training or materials, he drew on anything that was available to him. He created his own artist tools with whatever was available. The evocative images that he created with these crude tools have captivated the art community. His remarkable art has been displayed and appreciated around the world. Published 2008. 8 hours and 4 minutes. DBC 00828. Trafficking. A Memoir of an Undercover Game Warden. Adult Nonfiction. Author Tony H. Latham. Read by Don Evans. Tony Latham's career as a game warden changed him personally. As an undercover operative, he investigated the criminal trafficking of big game animals in Idaho for profit. Legitimate hunting was one thing, but this criminal activity was a game changer for this warden. This memoir will provide the reader with an inside look at the dark side of game trafficking in Idaho. Some Violence. Published 2012. 8 hours, 15 minutes. DBC 00837. On Top of Moon Mountain. The Moon Mountain Series, Book 1. Young Adult Fiction. Author Marilyn J. Harris. Read by Susie Johnson. In the peaceful little community of Eagle, Idaho, 14-year-old Will Richardson and his younger brother Clay have everything two boys could ask for. Money, a beautiful home, a cabin in the mountains, good friends, and the perfect family. But things turn violently wrong when a collapsed economy starts a domino effect that leaves death and destruction in its wake. Published 2010. 6 hours, 13 minutes. DBC 00847. Francie's Camera. The Art and Stories of Robert Auth. Adult Nonfiction. Author Robert Auth. Read by Chris Query. This is the memoir of Idaho artist Robert Auth. Packed with his distinctive photographs and artwork, in a yarn-by-yarn conversation, he leads readers from his childhood home in Illinois, through World War II on board a naval destroyer, to his decision to move to Idaho in 1959, to leave home and become a frontiersman. Inspired by his mother Francie, who took her Kodak everywhere she took her purse, Robert's art and stories span decades of one-man art shows, exhibits at the Boise Art Museum, inclusion in a Smithsonian traveling exhibit, and the National Postal Museum. Published 2011, 4 hours, 6 minutes. DBC 00849. Anatomy of Melancholy and Other Poems. Adult Poetry. Author Robert Wrigley. Read by Susie Johnson. Robert Wrigley has become one of his generation's most accomplished poets, renowned for his irony, power, and lucid style, and for his ability to fuse narrative and lyrical impulses. This collection of poems means to examine our world through the lens of melancholia, from imagined memorials to the war dead to insomniac chickens. From Descartes' lost daughter to a dreaming tree, from King Kong to Rush Limbaugh, these are poems that celebrate that most beautiful, exasperating, joyous, miserable, and perfectly imperfect of all creatures, the human being. Some Strong Language. Published 2013, 2 hours, 10 minutes. DBC 00853. When Your Honeydew Done Gone, Endings and Beginnings. Adult Nonfiction. Author, Lorraine Neely Fortunati. Read by Marion Stevens. With the last exhale, your life changed indelibly. Time has passed. Friends and family have gone back to living their same lives. You don't have that option, but you have survived. Now what? Where do you go from here? These are just two of the many questions the author posed to herself as she navigated the unknown waterways of her widowhood. This book is the outcome of her search for answers. Idaho author. Published 2013. 7 hours, 24 minutes. DBC 00857. Pudd'nhead Wilson. Adult Fiction. Author Mark Twain. Read by Tom Jaramillo. At the beginning of the book, a young slave woman, fearing for her infant son's life, exchanges her light-skinned child with her master's. From this rather simple premise, Mark Twain fashioned one of his most entertaining and funny, yet biting novels. Seething with the undercurrents of antebellum Southern culture, the book is a savage indictment in which the real criminal is society, and racial prejudice and slavery are the crimes. Idaho recording for our Let's Talk About It book discussion program. Published 1894. 5 hours, 36 minutes. DBC 00858. Beyond the Idaho Mountains. The Moon Mountain Series, Book 2. Young Adult Fiction. Author, Marilyn J. Harris. Read by Marion Stevens. 679 days after the disappearance of the entire Richardson family, two filthy, vagrant teenagers appear from beyond the Idaho Mountains in search of their destiny. There had been no trace of this prominent family since they mysteriously vanished from their beautiful Eagle, Idaho home. With the reappearance of the two teens, the mystery may finally be resolved. Published 2011. 6 hours, 20 minutes. DBC 00860. Betrayal. Where the Heart Lives. Adult Fiction. Author Robin Lee Hatcher. Read by Colette Cowman. Can two wounded hearts find a way to trust again? A thoughtful romance from the turn of the 20th century, Betrayal will take you to the high desert of western Wyoming, through the crags of the Rocky Mountains of Idaho, and into the souls of two seekers learning to trust God's love no matter the circumstances. Published 2012. 6 hours, 15 minutes.